capital shame. Under Nagri, a block of Nand Nagri area of Delhi was completely shaken up on evening of October 1, 2022. On Saturday, four Islamic jihadists killed an innocent 18-year-old Manish by stabbing him 60 times with sharp knives. This horrific incident was captured on CCTV. Manish was standing near the gate of his street at around 6:30 p.m., when four fearless Muslim youth Salem, Bilal and Fazan and the main accused of this murder Sajid came to see Manish. They asked to give up the court case which is running in court for the last 14 months. When asked to take back the case, Manish refused to take back the case. Then three out of the four criminals Alam, Bilal and Fazan took out sharp knives from their possession and stabbed Manish 60 times. At the same time, the main accused of this incident, Sajid, on whose behest these three had murdered Manish, escaped. Vishwa Hindu Parishad took out a candle march that started from GTB hospital and went to DCP office. This march was against the killing of Hindus in Delhi. Even after killing Manish, these three jihadis stabbed his body dozens of times with knives. This whole scene was so scary that despite being so crowded, no one came forward to help Manish. After killing Manish, the three criminals went to Manish's house and threatened to kill his family as well. In the A block of Nand Nagri, where this incident took place, the entire area is Muslim majority. Muslims are illegally living in this parts of Delhi. The police post is 30 meters away from the place where this crime took place, yet such a dreadful incident happened and the police administration was a mute spectator. Manish's family called the police, but the police came to the spot after half an hour. Manish's mother Mitlesh took Manish to hospital with support of his brothers Raman and Kishan, where Manish died during treatment. This whole incident is being seen as terror against Hindus. The incident is also being seen as revenge for the 5-year ban on PFI. In the last 15 years, the population of Hindus in Sundar Nagri has decreased to 30%. Everyone is protesting against this ruthless incidents. To get justice for Manish, the people of his area demonstrated, on which the police lathi charged and women were beaten up. Manish murderer Alam, Bilal and Fazan were arrested by the police on the day of the incident. At the same time, the main accused of this incident, Sajid, was arrested by the police from Haryana on October 4, 3 days later. Sajid was on the run since the incident. There has been a tense atmosphere in the area since the murder. Manish's discloses that before this, in June 2021, Manish was attacked a knife by Shakir and Mohsin living in Sundar Nagri in a quarrel over mobile. Then the police arrested both the accused and sent them to jail. At that time also Manish was attacked with an intent to kill, in which Manish was saved from dying. Later, Shakir and Mohsin were lodged in Mandoli jail. Their brother Sajid was pressurizing Manish and his family to withdraw the case. Shakir and Mohsin orchestrated a plan to kill Manish in Mandoli jail, which was executed by their brother Sajid with the help of Alam, Bilal and Fazan. The family members of all these accused work as butchers. All these people used to threaten Manish's family every day. Manish had also lodged a complaint by giving an application in the court and narrated how he was being threatened. Manish had a court date in September, and before that the family members of both the accused reached Manish's house and started threatening him to withdraw the case. He was threatened with death if he did not do so. Manish testified in court on September 28, exactly 3 days before he was murdered outside his house on October 1, 2022. The number of Muslims in this entire area is very high, nearly all of them do illegal butchering. The criminals who have murdered Manish have been involved in theft, robbery and molesting girls in the past as well. Manish's family is very poor. His family consists of his parents, two brothers and a sister. An economically weak and lonely Hindu boy has been killed barbarically by four Muslims, said Gayatri, who is Manish's neighbor. Gayatri further said that law and order in this area is very bad. Here, in the police post, policemen consume liquor and chicken with Muslims. All the accused never got bail. All the six accused should get the death penalty at the earliest. Police should also take responsibility for the safety of our family, Dharampal, Manish's father. Manish's mother Mitlesh said that her son should get justice and all the accused must get death penalty. On the other hand, Manish's father, whose name is Dharampal, who works as a tailor in Sadar Bazar, said that all the accused should never get bail. He demanded that the six accused should get death penalty at the earliest. Police should also take responsibility for the safety of our family. Apart from this, his maternal uncle, Joginder, who came to Manish's house, said that Arvind Kejriwal was responsible for death of Hindus even though his PR machinery is propagating that CM is giving free alcohol, electricity, water. He said that after the coming of the Aam Aadmi Party government in Delhi, the number of murders of Hindus has increased. Manish's neighbor Akash said that the three accused who have killed Manish kept illegal weapons in their homes. If their houses are checked, then the truth will come out. VHP scandal march. In protest against Manish's murder, a number of Hindus led by Mahant Sri Naval Kishore Dasji took out a candle march and expressed their indignation over the callous attitude of the administration. He said that we are law-abiding people but still attack on us is being done and our own Hindu brothers are being killed, requesting the court for immediate death penalty for all the accused involved in Manish's murder, and requested the administration to ensure that such incidents should not happen in the future. VHP leader Surendra Gupta said that the killings of Hindu youths and women by jihadis are continuing. It seems that a conspiracy is going on continuously to instill fear in the minds of Hindus. Threatening, harassing Hindu girls by seducing them into love jihad, marrying and forcing them to convert to their religion is their old trick. Killing is a kind of new conspiracy against Hindus. Thousands of mothers and sisters also participated in this march. This march started from GTB hospital and went to the DCP office. Thank you for listening to the organizer.